So we thank you for Dane. We thank you for the gift that's inside of him. And we just pray, Lord, just for a release of that as we come with open hearts to hear what the Spirit of God has for us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Good evening. Father God, we just thank you that you are here tonight. Just we can already feel your wonderful presence. You are an awesome, awesome God. I adore you, Lord. We do. That's why we've gathered together tonight, just to say we adore you. You are awesome. You are incredible. Your presence is just, it's like that perfume of that alabaster jar just poured out upon us, Lord. Your presence is just so beautiful. It smells so good to be in your presence. It tastes so good to be in your presence. It is just the wonderful touch of gentle love to be in your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. It's great to be here. The last time I was here, I think I was on this spot lying face forward under the presence of God. Eh? It was. Andrew Silly laid hands on me and I fell face. That was the last time I came. Now you know why, bro. Never the same. Just some of the journey that we've been on has a lot to do with Steve, funny enough. So right at the beginning of my journey with God in the last 10 months, I encountered Steve. We won't say what we were doing in the game reserve, in case there are any park people here. But we had a great time in the game reserve together and became friends, and I heard about what God was doing here. And I contacted Steve, and we just became friends, and he's been a great support to me, and just somebody to bounce some of the weird stuff that God's been doing with us. So I ask you just tonight to just open your hearts, because the one thing I've learned in the last 10 months is God just doesn't want me to preach. He always says, "Don't explode." So if I explode, I hope it's bigger than a little firecracker tonight. Because, you know something? God wants to leave people different after something's happened with him. And you know what? If you lose an arm in an explosion, you're going to remember what happened during the explosion, okay? So if you lose an arm tonight, or yeah, that's great. But if you just go home deaf, well, that's okay too. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you. Can you turn with me if you've got your Bibles? Proverbs 25:14. It's a verse that's haunted me for years. It's a verse God's spoken to me through. It's a verse that I've been challenged in my prayer times. And in the last 10 months, our church has been in revival. And when I say revival, I don't say lightly. We've seen salvations. We've seen healings. We've seen severe manifestations of God. Some of them I'll touch on tonight. But it's been the most incredible time of my life. And I lead a small church in a small town. But praise God, I wouldn't give it up for anything. And I tell you the truth, I wouldn't give up what I've experienced for anything. Proverbs 25:14 says this beautiful verse. It says, like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of gifts he does not give. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of gifts he cannot give. Can I tell you, I've been a pastor for quite a long time. I think I'll have been an elder for 8 years. It's not that long. It's long to me. And then before that, I was in ministry in our old church, Emmanuel, down the road in Umshlonga Rocks. And you know what? I saw a lot of stuff in the Bible that I never saw in church. Amen? You kind of see it, read a lot, you know? I was reading about Philip, how he gets kind of transported from this place to that place. You get that one? It's like, beam me up, Scotty. You know, take me from here to there. We just kind of go, we read over that bit and we say, well, that's not from the church today. We read about lepers standing up, silver and gold have I none, said he, but such as I have I give unto thee. And paralytics standing up and lepers being healed. We read about people who blind suddenly seeing. We read about the dead coming to life. And you know what? If somebody walks in this kind of ministry, he writes a book and he becomes famous all around the world. If he's got the supernatural signs and wonders, if it's happening in your church, you become famous because it's not happening everywhere. And one of the words that God gave me for this church tonight is that you are set. And I know that you have this presence of God in the worship was amazing. I know that Steve, people are getting saved here. But there's kind of a sense that you are set to explode. You're set to explode in this place that God has placed you. You're set to explode as a time bomb. God has placed you here. And he's done something significant in this church. It is an amazing church. It's got amazing leaders. It's got amazing people. And I've only been, this is my second time here. Imagine what I think of my third time. Eh? Coffee's good as well. Coffee's good. But you're set to explode. In this area, in this Durban, in wherever God takes you. He's not looking for safe Christians anymore. He's looking for Christians who just say, I want to explode. Amen. Okay. We're really excited. Amen. Amen. You got a bunch of, yeah, good. Okay. I just want to tell you how we've exploded. And I believe there's so much more. I am nowhere near where I want to be in God. My church is nowhere near where we should be in God. But God is doing something significant in us. And I'm chuffed about that. I want to tell people about it. It all started 10 months ago, but it started a little bit before that. God baptized me in the Holy Spirit, and I saw a lady come back from the dead. I always joke with Steve, I've prayed for 3 dead people. I've only had 1 come back. So I'm not praying for any more until I'm certain the next one's coming back, because my percentage is dropping, okay? So I used to be on 50%, and then God challenged me a while back to go and pray for another dead person. They didn't come back, so I was really disappointed. I'm on the third. 30% is not good, okay? And I saw, since I got baptized in the Spirit about 9 to 10 years ago, probably longer, it's about 12 years ago I got baptized in the Spirit, I've seen miracles in little places. We saw the dead lady come back. I've seen people who couldn't hear suddenly hear. We've seen a few miracles. And my heart's cry to God has always been that, God, sometimes when I preach and sometimes when I share, I feel like that cloud that kind of rages and thunder, that storm that builds, that wind that blows, and everybody gets excited, and then it goes, shoo. And everyone goes, oh, that was great. Meanwhile, nothing happened. It was just a big noise. And I say, God, I want something of a reality of what your word says. So I'm going to just share some of the things. I've written it down for the last 6 months. God has challenged me not to write anything down. He said, prepare by lying on your face. So Steve and you guys are very blessed not that I wrote some things down.